Hello, my name is John Hilliard. I'm with Hilliard Bruce Vineyards. I'm co-founder along with my wife, Christine Bruce. You can find our wines on our website at hilliardbruce.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.
I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Today we're going to travel virtually to Lompoc, California, in the Santa Rita Hills AVA in Santa Barbara County, and meet with the co-founder and principal winemaker of Hilliard Bruce, and that is John Hilliard. And we thank you so very much for your time today, John. And this is all about, you are passionate about sustainability.
Yes, Lynn, that's a big item for me. I think about it all the time. I'm really concerned about how to be a sustainable vineyardist. And in a bigger sense, I'm concerned about the intensification of sustainability in our entire food system.
And in many ways, we are what we eat.
Yes. And we have to be so careful about when we think about eating in this world today. We've got 2 billion more people on the way by 2030. And we've got 840 million children that are malnourished, and a quarter of them are stunted in the undeveloped world. So when we think about food, you know, we kind of live in a little bubble where we're talking about local foods and sustainable foods and seasonal foods, when we have such an enormous number of people in the world that are essentially malnourished or starving.
Mm. But in many ways, for a lot of people, the very least they can do is take care of the land and the environment in which they partake every day.
Yes, and that's our sustainability. And sustainability is such a important and coming idea. Everyone is talking about it. You know, the universities are talking about it. Our government entities worldwide are talking about it. And this idea of sustainability, you see, is really more encompassing than what we're used to. When we go shopping, we are thinking in terms of organic farming.
Yeah.
And it's very curious, because actually organic farming has very principled practices that are not sustainably environmentally.
Mm.
And so when we think about what we eat, we should be focusing our attention on sustainability, not organic.
I totally agree with you, actually. And that's the bigger umbrella.
That's the bigger umbrella. That's where we're all headed. Now, we would like to be able to farm organically, completely sustainably.
Yes.
To do that, we're going to have to change some of the concepts of organic farming. And those certain concepts have become, you know, criticized for their not really being very forward-looking.
Oh, that's so interesting. We're going to have to continue that conversation at a different time, because I'd like to be talking about your wines now. At Hilliard Bruce Estate Vineyards, you have a Chardonnay, you have a Rosé, Yummy Yummy, and several Pinot Noirs.
Yes. We started out making Pinot Noir here, and we planted our own vineyard, which is a crazy thing to do. I would never recommend it. I would tell people, you know, don't do that. Buy a vineyard. Enjoy it. Don't go through 4 or 5 years of planting and nursing along a bunch of little vines.
But you and Christine are gardeners as well, so it wasn't such a stretch for you.
It wasn't a big stretch, because we were always involved with plants. Both of us went through the Master Gardener program at the University of in Arizona, and then also Texas A&M in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And so we went through those programs, and they laid some very, those were the foundation stones of our understanding of gardening. You know, however, we had grown up in families that were farming families. My mother's family's, when we still do farm sugarcane in southern Louisiana.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That's interesting. I didn't realize that. So 80% of the electricity from your ranch, 101-acre ranch in the Santa Rita Hills, is sustainable with the electricity?
Yes. I put in 35 kilowatts of solar panels. And that pretty much takes care of my vineyard activities. But, you know, when you turn on a powerful pump, it draws more electricity than a hairdryer.
Okay.
So, really, a bunch of solar panels, you need a lot of them to be able to handle that.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're trickle charging electricity into the grid, and then we need it, we can reach in there and grab a whole bunch full and run out of pumps.
You are in the process of building a winery, right?
Yes, we built a 12,500 square foot winery, and it's going to be LEED certified. You've heard of platinum
yes.
certification and gold certification.
Yes.
I'm wondering if mine is going to be plastic LEED certified.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm kind of joking because I'm not quite yet sure which level I'm going to qualify for.
Okay.
And so platinum would be very, very high, where everyone rides bicycles to the job site, for example.
Oh, my gosh.
But here, you know, we're 5 miles from Lompoc. Lompoc isn't that big of a town. So for me to get workers here...
Right.
We have guys coming from around the county, and they're driving their pickup trucks, so that's going to hurt us a little bit. But we do have a completely natural-lit winery, even down in the underground cellars. We've used solar tubes to bring light down.
Oh, whoa. And will the winery, I understand it will be open by the harvest of 2014, will it be open to the public?
It is open to the public in the sense that call me and
I can
set up a private tour for you. Because we're not open to the public.
Okay.
We are by appointment.
Okay, now right now the wines are available in select restaurants and stores in California, Florida, New York, Missouri, and Hawaii. But people can buy direct from you at the website?
That's right. Or, yeah, you can always call me on the phone because there's nothing that makes me happier than to hear from somebody.
Mm.
Either wanting to come over and have a tour or wanting to buy some wine. I love to talk to people, and it gives me a great joy.
Do we direct people to the website HilliardBruce.com for that?
HilliardBruce.com is a great way to start.
Okay. How many cases do you produce? Are we talking like 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 cases?
Yes. I like to think of us as being very small.
Okay.
We make, 600, 700 cases of Chardonnay, and then we make a couple thousand cases of Pinot Noir.
Okay.
And then we make rosé whenever I can get my interns in the winery to do it.
Oh,
because
gosh.
Making rosé is something that takes up my brain space during harvest. I want to just focus on making sure the Chardonnay and the Pinot come out. And so I need my interns. You guys take this extra juice, you make the rosé, and I'm going to keep an eye on you. But seriously, it's enough work just to manage the Chardonnay and Pinot because we're very small.
Well, we appreciate all of your effort, including the rosé. I always love rosé. As somebody I interviewed in 2013 said, that's probably the hardest wine to make is a very, very well-made rosé. Well, John Hilliard, we'd like to thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine and introducing us to Hilliard Bruce Wines.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
We will have links up for you to learn more about Hilliard Bruce in the Santa Rita Hills AVA in Santa Barbara County. Small producer, folks. The best way to get the wines are probably by the website and calling John Hilliard direct. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.